Why did Judas do what he did? Why did Judas betray his best friend? After all, Judas wasn't a bad person. Jesus chose him to be one of the apostles. He must have seen something good in him. So why did Judas do this? There are a couple of explanations that are offered in Scripture and by theologians. One was that Judas was just greedy. One gospel says that Judas was the keeper of the common purse and used to filch money from the purse because of his greed. But that doesn't make much sense. Why would Judas be following Jesus around through the Palestinian desert for 3 years if he was looking to get rich? Another explanation says that Judas felt betrayed by Jesus eventually and just wanted to end Jesus' mission. But if that was the case, then why did Judas hang himself? Why would he have felt remorse over that? I think a much more compelling explanation is that Judas was somehow trying to force Jesus' hand. I bet that Judas thought that if he delivered Jesus into the Roman hands, that Jesus would somehow have to act and do some sort of miracle and maybe overthrow the Roman government. But in the end, Judas was trying to get Jesus to do what he wanted him to do. Judas was not letting God be God. Judas didn't trust that. That happens in our own lives a lot of times. We want to make God in our own image. We want to say, God can only be God if he does this thing, if he cures me of something, if he fixes this problem. But that's the problem, and that's a good thing to think about during Lent. We don't want to be like Judas. We don't want to have to make God in our own image. We need to let God make us in God's image.